China hops on board.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Looks like the Secretary of State is getting some help from China. The Chinese government has ordered its country's banks to stop financial transfers to North Korea. Condoleezza Rice is in Beijing today to gather support for sanctions against North Korea and to appeal again for a halt to its nuclear program, as Ruth Kirshner reports.
Employees at four commercial banks said they had stopped the transfers under orders from the Chinese government. Analysts say this could be a serious blow to North Korea's frail economy, although there's no information available on the scale of the financial transfers. Beijing has hinted that it's also considering reducing oil shipments. Writer Jasper Becker says China was clearly angered by North Korea's nuclear test last week, but has no clear new policy yet on how to deal with it.
There's a real debate going on for the first time whether China should really reconsider its whole position and just dump North Korea and Kim Jong-il. I think at the moment the leadership is rather confused what they should do.
China is North Korea's biggest trading partner and provides up to 90% of its oil. In Beijing, I'm Ruth Kirshner for Marketplace.
The trouble just keeps coming at Sony. Today, the company said it's delaying the rollout of a new TV box, which was due next week. The box streams shows wirelessly to other gadgets. Sony already has delayed the PlayStation 3 for the European market and its new digital Walkman in Japan. And on Thursday, it lowered its earnings forecast because of a massive battery recall. After dissing the champagne he used to guzzle, now rapper Jay-Z has found a different brew. Anheuser-Busch has hired him to promote Bud Select. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler says there's more to this gig than celebrity pitchman.
Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, Berlin.
Normally, companies hire popular musicians to give products some street cred, but with Jay-Z, Budweiser is banking on more than a celebrity pitchman.
He's actually going to be involved in the whole marketing process, and that's sort of the unique twist in this particular situation, perhaps unprecedented.
That's Ben Steinman, editor of Beer Marketers Insights. He says Jay-Z brings to the partnership a marketing expertise he's sharpened in the music and apparel industries. Anheuser-Busch hopes the rapper will help distinguish Bud Select from other beers and its other brands.
Something different than Budweiser or Bud Light, you know? They just want to have another line extension that enables them to grow the Budweiser franchise without cannibalizing the other brands.
In an effort to attract budding beer drinkers in their 20s, the company is also developing an internet site called Bud TV. Expect to see a cameo by Jay-Z. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
In the words of one money manager, Google is eating Yahoo's lunch. Third quarter profit almost doubled for Google thanks to a 70% jump in revenue. Earlier this week, Yahoo recorded its slowest sales growth in 4 years. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed over 12,000 for the first time ever, up 19 points to 12,011. The Nasdaq was up 4, and you're listening to Marketplace. Around the country this morning, the retail shops in the atrium of the airport in Atlanta were losing business after 9/11, so they sued and won. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says a court has awarded the shops $3.3 million. Business has fallen off because passengers now hustle to get through security. Here's another way to get energy independence. Iowa's lending $200,000 to set up a plant that can convert chicken, pig, and cow manure into natural gas. Bison Renewable Energy says soon they'll heat about 70,000 homes. On the waterfront in Queens, the New York Times says the city has decided to buy 24 acres there and build up to 5,000 apartments for middle-income families. Monthly rent would be $1,200 to $2,500. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management's Building Profit Through Building People, a new book exploring HR contributions to business, financial, employee, customer, and shareholder success. SHRM.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. This weekend, the people of the poor nation of Panama vote on whether to modernize their antiquated canal. The Panama Canal expansion project would cost more than $5 billion, a third of the country's gross domestic product. Lucy Conger is a correspondent for Institutional Investor, and she's in Panama to cover the vote. She says the canal is more important to world trade than ever.
The new set of locks that is proposed by the canal would be about 80 feet wider, and they would also be about 200 feet longer. And so that would allow these giant container ships that carry as many as 10,000 containers to get through the new canal.
How would the expansion project trickle down to the people of Panama?
That's a question that quite a lot of Panamanians have in mind. And because they feel that previous governments haven't done enough for the poor, they're asking themselves, why should I believe now that this project is going to help the poor? The government, a couple of years ago, launched a plan to dedicate a certain percentage of the revenues on ships going through the canal to poverty programs, particularly education and health.
Lucy, what would a wider canal mean for trade between China and the United States?
A wider canal is going to mean that the growing trade between China and the United States could be shipped on wider vessels. The largest container ship that can go through the Panama Canal carries about 4,400 containers. With this wider lane, you'd be able to have container vessels that carry 8,000 and up to 12,000 containers. A wider canal is more efficient and less expensive than using a route such as going to Long Beach in California, unloading containers, putting them on trains, shipping them across the states, and then unloading them again somewhere.
What is it that's moving through the canal? What kind of goods?
The main goods that come from China to the United States are electronics, apparel, including sports clothing, auto parts, furniture, toys, and kitchen equipment. And the main item shipped from the United States to China is soybeans.
Lucy, what's the mood in Panama right now?
Most Panamanians feel that the canal is absolutely vital to their country. They're not sure that this project has to be done now. There are some doubts about whether this project has been debated adequately. And there is concern that the costs of the project might get out of control and end up adding to Panama's national debt. On Sunday, they'll have the last word.
Lucy Conger is a correspondent with Institutional Investor in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.